Shalom Berachot. Many blessings of peace. This is Dr. Akiva Gamlil of 7commands.com and jewishpath.org and B'nai Noach Torah Institute, BNTI.us, and the B'nai Noach Torah Institute Audiovisual Lending Library. Welcome. Thank you for joining with us. I realize that's a long introduction, but we want all of those that are listening to be aware of the resources that are available to them. And the only way to do that is to mention these links on the internet, these learning sites. Dear ones, this is our first blog post on our new Noachide site at 7commands.com. We're so excited. Baruch Hashem. And our discussion is entitled Blessings for All Standing in Awe of Hashem. And our Divrei Torah, Lamud, is in the loving memory of Mr. Arnold Student Littman, Mrs. Ethel Chana Sakash Belk, and Mr. George Belk. May they rest in peace. Dear ones, any time that we have the opportunity to point out important things for Noachites and spiritualists. Now, spiritualist is one whom God breathed the breath of life into and who observes our Torah the same way that a Noachite does. Dear ones, we're so thankful for this opportunity to be able to share blessings for Noachites and blessings for spiritualists and faith seekers and blessings for anyone, for all of those who stand in awe of Hashem, those who are in awe of Hashem. We begin in Tehillim 115:11. That's Psalms 115:11. That would be Kuf Tet Vav Pasuk Yud Aleph. Psalms 115:11. Yira'eh means to be in awe. Yira'eh Hashem. To be in awe of Hashem. Bit hu, and to feel secure in Hashem. We recognize this as bitehu the Hashem, to feel secure with Hashem. Ezeram means a helper, an assistant. It comes from Ezer, which is assistant. And we know that Chava Rishona, the first woman, Adam's wife, Adam HaRishon's wife, was called an Ezer. And this is Ezaram. Now, Ezaram is followed by Umaginam. And Umaginam is a shield. Magain is shield, and we say Magain Avraham, shield of Avraham. And this is a important phrase that is frequently found in Jewish Siddurim and in Jewish prayer books, that God is the shield of Avraham, and we are the children of Avraham, that is B'nai Yisrael. However, here we're seeing that it's Maginam who, and so when we put all of these words together, we recognize the translation is those with awe of Hashem feel secure in Hashem. Why? Because he assists and shields. And so this promise that David HaMelech is talking about, this situation that David HaMelech is referring to, King David is talking about, is written in Tehillim 115:11, and it includes Yisrael, the house of Aaron, and those who are with Av Hashem, who feel secure in Hashem. Radek says that this may refer to righteous Noachites who fear God. The third group listed here follows Yisrael and the house of Aaron, giving the impression that Noachites referenced here were very righteous. And so we could list a few of them, and we did. We had Adam Harishon, the first man, and Chava Rishon, the first lady, and Hanuk. Many refer to Hanuk as Enoch, okay? And Methuselah, Noach Shem, who's also Malkat Tzedek, the righteous king. And so we recognize these are individuals who were indeed righteous Noachites. We also know that there are righteous Noachites living today. There are righteous spiritualists of more recent day. Now we're going to look at Pasuk Yud Bet. Hashem, Zikareinu. The word Zikareinu means remembers. And when it has the nun and the vav on the end, it's plural. Hashem remembers us, Yevarech, and He will bless us. And then we have Yevarech a second time at Bet Yisrael. Hashem will bless everything from the letter Aleph, which is the first letter of the Aleph Bet, to the last letter, the Tav, the last letter of the Aleph Bet. Then we see Yevarech et Beit Acharon, that Hashem will bless the house of Aaron, that Hashem will bless everything from Aleph to Tav of the house of Aaron. Then this next one is really important for Noachites and spiritualists. Yevarech Yira'eh, that Hashem will bless those who are in awe of Hashem. Hakatanim, the little ones. Hagadolim, and the great ones. So it's really important to understand that there's three categories that David HaMelech has established that God will bless. There's Yisrael, there's the house of Aaron, and there's the righteous Noachites. And we notice that even in these categories, that there are little ones that are just not too knowledgeable, but yet they have this tremendous awe of Hashem. And they're growing in Hashem, and so they're included. They're included if they're in the house of Israel, the house of Aaron, or if they're in the house of Noach. So we recognize that we might not have the greatest Torah education. We might not have the greatest abilities to understand, but we have this tremendous awe, this wonderful respect of Hashem that we feel very, very secure in, thank God. And that includes us in the blessings that we're discussing. Now we go on to Yud Gimel. We say Yosef. That's Yosef here is not Joseph. It's Yosef. And Yosef means to increase, to tremendously increase. Yosef Hashem Alechem, Alechem, V'al Benechem. So we see that Hashem is to increase you. And here you is Alechem. And here Alechem is plural. So Alechem refers to the three groups: Israel, the house of Aaron, righteous Noachites, and Alechem Va'al Benechem refers to those that are little and those that are great, to our children. And now we look at Pasuk Yud Dalad, that's verse 14, Baruchem. This is plural for blessings. This is not one blessing. Baruchem, Atem. This is blessings for you. And you is plural. So blessings is plural, and Atem is plural, L'Hashem. So blessings upon each of you by the word. You know, we have that in brackets because it's implied, but it's not actually said. Oh, say, maker, creator, Shemayim. This is without the Ha Shemayim. This is Shemayim, heavens, the Aretz, and the earth. And so we recognize that God is the creator, the Hashem, God is the creator of the heavens and earth. And we know that God created the heavens and the earth by the spoken word. He could have created the heavens and earth with just the mental thought, but God spoke 10 words. And so we're reminded here, Baruchim Atim L'Hashem, that just as Hashem, Osei Shemayim V'aretz, just as Hashem created the heaven and the earth, Hashem creates blessings. That Hashem controls the blessings that we can receive. And that we can receive these blessings if we're one of those in awe of Hashem. In Pasuk Tet Vav 15, we see Hashemayim, the heavens, with a question mark. Shemayim, the Hashem, the Haaretz. Heavens, heavens are for Hashem, and the earth, Natan Livne Adam, the earth is given to Adam and his descendants. And this is so important to understand, because when we're in awe of Hashem, we understand that one of the really important responsibilities that God gave to Adam HaRishon was to take care of Gan Eden. The Torah tells us that God took Adam and placed him in the Garden of Eden, and that he was there to guard it, to take care of it. And so, just as our father Adam was placed in Gan Eden, we're scattered all throughout the world, but we still have a similar charge. First, we have the charge that we're descendants of Adam. And as descendants of Adam, who are in awe of Hashem, the way that we show our awe is also how we respect Mother Earth, the earth. And the second way is the command that God gave Hashem has been passed along to each of us from father to son, mother to daughter, okay, to guard the earth. This means that we have to be careful in the things that we do on earth. That putting pollution into the air is not good. That is not in awe of Hashem. Putting pollution into our waters is not in awe of Hashem. See, Hashem created the whole world. The world was created to be beautiful. And the world was created to sustain humankind. But, just like in our lives, God forbid, if we allow bad things to enter our lives, we begin to come less and less in contact with the awe of Hashem. And if we're not careful, the Rebbetzin and I, we try so hard to recycle everything we possibly can. We've gone through our house and put in these little squirrely neon kind of lights, okay, to conserve on energy. And so we try. We have cars that we bought, which are kind of old now, okay? But many years ago when we bought them, they were getting over 30 miles per gallon. So we've tried to be really conscientious in the awe of Hashem with regards to what Hashem has given us to guard. The Torah says that B'nai Yisrael is to guard the Shabbat. But all humankind is to guard Mother Earth. And so, just as B'nai Yisrael is charged with guarding the Shabbat and setting the Shabbat aside as holy, we are charged with being careful with what we do here in our land, in this earth that God has provided us to live on. Pasuk Tet Zion and Yud Zion, that's verses 16 and 17 emphasize that the dead cannot praise God. The dead not only cannot praise God, but they can't fulfill the mitzvot of B'nai Noach or B'nai Yisrael. And they are in the grave. And as they're in the grave, they're diminishing. Dovid HaMelech wrote, Lo HaMeitim Yechalu, and then a very special dash with the word Yud He, representing the holy name of God, which says, no, the dead cannot praise Hashem. And then we have Velo Kol Yoradei Duma. And not only can the dead not praise Hashem, those that are diminished into the grave, they cannot praise Hashem. Then our last pasuk of this discussion is Anaknu Nibarik Yad Me'ata. But we, those who are not dead, those who have not died, okay, we will praise Hashem, but all olam hallelujah, for now and forever, praise God. Dear ones, thank you for joining with me. And if there's anything that we need to take, especially from this discussion, it's the importance of us being in awe of Hashem. Not just saying that we're in awe, but in our daily life, in the things that we do, in our actions, that we live like we're in awe of Hashem. Now I invite you, if you'd like, to leave a comment on our new Noachide blog. But if not, we encourage you to share it with whoever you would like to share this blog with. Thank you for joining with me. May Hashem bless each of us who are in awe of Him. Blessings, health, prosperity, kindness, and peace. Shalom, shalom.